Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Today on Adventures in Odyssey, Bethany Shepherd gets a lesson in faith and obedience from the story Noah's Ark, even though she is a little confused about the details.
It's this big boat!
Help! I've been abducted by brigands!
But first, Nick Mulligan finds out that people really can change when an old friend from New York comes to town.
El Malvador. It's Spanish for the bad guy.
Wait.
Hey, Vince, hold up!
All this and more is coming up on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
El Malvador.
What?
That's what we called him in New York. It's Spanish for the bad guy.
And he was a friend of yours?
Well, if you could call him that. He was always getting me into trouble. He'd rip off stores, break windows, get into fights. You see this scar?
Huh?
Gave you that?
No, I fell off a skateboard. But he's got one just like it.
From a fight?
No, he fell off a skateboard. But he has been in fights that may have included abrasions that could have led to scars like this.
When will he be here?
Anytime. I gotta prepare you guys.
Prepare us?
Yeah. He don't take too well to strangers. And small talk is a big no-no. So don't talk about his family, friends, hobbies, clothes, the weather, religion, or anything that has to do with positive feelings like love, pleasure, or happiness.
Well, Nick, I'm sure if we're just friendly to him...
Oh, no. Do not be friendly.
Huh?
He hates that.
So what? We should just ignore him?
Oh, no. Don't ignore him either.
Well, then what do we say?
Nothing. Just say hey. And nod.
Well, Nick, I don't think
no,
that this...
No, wait.
Shh. Huh?
There he is.
Oh.
Nick, how's it going?
Not bad, Vince. So, what are you doing here? You hiding from the police?
No, none of that. I've changed my ways, Nicky boy. So who do we have here?
This is Connie.
Hey.
And this is my boss, Mr. Whitaker.
It's nice to meet you, Vince.
This is a nice town you got here. When's the last time somebody got mugged?
I can't remember.
You see, that's what I'm talking about, a place where you can't remember the last mugging. I bet it was pretty nice growing up in a town like this, huh, Connie?
Hey.
We have a freezer to stock, so we'll leave you two to catch up. Come on, Connie.
Nice meeting you folks.
Hey.
What?
What?
Did you just say folks?
That's not part of the lingo?
Okay, what are you doing?
What?
Being all nice and stuff. What are you trying to pull?
I told you, Nick. I've changed. That's what I came to talk to you about. I'm a Christian now.
You're a what?
Thanks for showing me around, Connie. Listen, I gotta get going. I'll see you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Hey, bye, Nick.
Yeah, see ya. Connie, are you crazy? I told you about talking to him like that.
Nick, he's not anything like you said. He's a lot of fun, and as a matter of fact, we're even planning a fishing trip with some of the kids.
Fishing? Vince doesn't fish. We used to make fun of people who fished.
Not anymore.
Well, knowing him, he'll knock the fish out, go through its pockets, and then throw it back.
Oh, well, now who's crazy?
He's up to something. He'll get you to trust him, then he'll execute his plan.
What plan?
I don't know.
Look, he told me all about how he gave up the bad stuff and became a Christian. He went through the entire conversion experience. Are you saying he made that up?
Listen to me, Connie. You didn't know this guy before. Nobody can change that much.
Sorry, but I believe him.
Okay, I'll prove to you he hasn't changed. I'm gonna give him an opportunity he can't resist.
Like what?
You'll see. By the time he leaves, he'll be right back to the old Vince.
Nick, what are we doing out here?
Vince told you he gave up smoking, right?
Right. So?
So, that's his car over there. And I put a pack of cigarettes on the front seat.
Nick!
Hey, it'll give us a chance to see if he's lying, right? Now, stay down. Here he comes.
I don't like this.
That's it. Open the door. And bingo! He's got him. Go ahead. Look around, Vincey. Make sure you're all alone. He's opening up the pack. He's taking out a smoke.
And he's crushing it between his fingers. Oh, look! Now he's throwing the pack away. Satisfied?
Yes, always quit smoking. It's a bad habit and everybody should give it up. But I'll get him, you'll see.
Mm-hmm. Nick, Connie said you wanted to see me.
Yeah. Look what I found.
Garbage. That's great, Nick.
No, combustibles. You remember back in New York when we took all that garbage and started a bonfire in the middle of the street?
Yeah, the fire department came out. I mean, people couldn't get home for hours.
And nobody even suspected us. So what do you say? Want to relive some old memories?
No way. I confess to that, you know.
You what?
Well, after I became a Christian, I felt really bad about things like the bonfire, so I went to the police and confessed.
What'd they do to you?
Nothing. They said the statute of limitations had run out, but the sergeant did say he admired my honesty.
Honesty. Great. Hey, Vince. Some guys at school are having a party tonight. You want to go?
Sorry, Nick. I got plans. Mr. Whitaker has invited me to his Bible study.
You're giving up a party to go to a Bible study?
Yeah. He asked me to share my testimony. Hey, you want to come? It might do you some good.
No, thanks. Vince, I want you to meet Muggsy.
Hey, Muggsy.
Button it.
What?
You dumb or something? I want you to shut your mouth. You talk only when I say. Now, Nicky here says you're supposed to be some sort of tough guy. What do you say?
I don't think I am anymore.
Oh, what are you now? A chicken?
No, I'm a Christian.
Well, I don't like Christians. What do you say about that?
So, what did Vince say?
He said, Jesus loves you, Muggsy. Then he told him all about God and the plan of salvation. And the weird thing was, Muggsy listened.
That's great.
Yeah, maybe Vince really has changed. I can't believe it.
Well, I can. Jesus can change anybody.
Yeah, but Vince?
Have either of you seen the digital camera?
Yeah, I used it this morning. Took a picture of Vince, and I put it back under the counter.
Oh, well, it's not here.
That's strange.
No, it's not. Vince took it.
What?
Yeah, he did it all the time in New York. He's gonna go sell it at a pawn shop.
Nick, there's no reason to think
now,
that...
Trust me on this, Connie. He wanted to look at the camera after I took his picture. And now it's gone and so is he. I knew it. I knew he hadn't changed. I couldn't make him fall, but he fell on his own.
Whoa, what do you mean you couldn't make him fall?
Nick set up all these traps for Vince, tempting him to smoke, burn things, and get into fights.
I should have thought of that digital camera thing right off.
Nick, how could you do that?
Well, I was just trying to prove a point.
Well, it was not a point worth proving. Do you remember what I told you when you stopped smoking? Who tempts people to sin?
Satan.
Well, is that the role you want to play in someone's life? The Bible has some pretty harsh words for people who cause other people to sin.
Harsher than yours right now?
Much.
I'm sorry.
Now, it's not me you should be apologizing to, it's Vince.
Well, I know you don't believe me, but I don't think we're going to be seeing him again anytime soon.
Yeah, you will.
Vince!
Yeah, I was on my way back to New York when I realized that I needed to do something. Right here.
The digital camera!
I swiped it when you wasn't looking. I'm so sorry. Sometimes I still mess up. This whole Christianity thing is really tough, you know? I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Well, what are you waiting for? Go after him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, come on. Wait!
Hey, Vince, hold up.
What's up?
Look, man, I'm sorry.
For what?
Trying to make you mess up.
I messed up plenty on my own. You're right, Nick. I'll never change.
But you already have. You gave the camera back, Vince.
Yeah, man. That's huge. You wouldn't have done that before.
Forget about all the things you used to do. Now you live for a God who lets you start over when you make mistakes.
Yeah, come on back in. I promise we won't talk about old memories.
No, I better get going.
Well, you can come back anytime, you know?
I will. Thanks for everything, Connie.
Hey, see you around, El Malvador.
Catch you later, El Grillo.
He's gonna be okay.
Yeah, I think so.
El Grillo? Isn't that Spanish for cricket?
Cricket in the macho, manly sense of the word.
Uh-huh.
what were the names of Columbus's three ships?
Nina, Pinta.
Pinta.
Pinta, and I forget.
The Santa Maria.
Oh, yeah. Mom, can I get a dog or a cat?
No, honey.
It looks like we're going to have to use the bathroom at the dining hall for a while.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
Oh, the sewer line's backed up because of all this rain.
Well, blame it on El Nino, I guess.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Never a dull moment. Okay, Aubrey, what are you working on?
Boring history stuff.
Oh, that's right. Report on Thomas Jefferson due by Wednesday and finish reading Hamlet by Friday.
That part I can get into. The play's the thing.
Can I get a cat, Mom?
No, Bethany.
But why?
Because I said so. You know, you'll just have to trust me.
Oh, boy. A mop and a bucket won't handle it anymore. I'm going to get the wet dry vac Tom keeps in the shed. Honey, have everybody stay clear until I get back.
Okay, I'll do my best.
What's going on?
Just a little flood in the bathtub, honey.
Cool, I want to see.
No, you need to stay out until Daddy fixes it. But if you want, you can get your raincoat and go over to the chapel. Connie's telling Bible stories to the day camp kids this afternoon.
Okay, but it's not the same as seeing a flood. And I still want a cat or a dog.
Everybody thought Noah was crazy for building the ark, but Noah didn't care. He trusted God and did exactly what God told him to do, even though he didn't completely understand. He just took his wife and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives, and put them on the ark.
And the animals too, right?
Right, Bethany. The animals too.
Do you think there were any dogs and cats?
Well, yeah, I suppose there were dogs and cats.
Cool. I wish I could have been there.
And then the flood came.
Yeah, flood, just like the one in our bathtub.
It started with the rain. And it rained, 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 rained. On that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken open, and the windows of heaven were open. And the shower was left running for 40 days and 40 nights. Genesis 7, 11 through 12, revised.
Help, help! Someone turn off the shower! The tub's overflowing! Where's Noah?
Right here! Where did you think? Now get out of that tub and help me with this wet dry vac.
What's a wet dry vac?
Silly girl, haven't you been listening? It's this big boat! It's the thing we use to evacuate people from wet places to dry places.
I thought that was an ark.
Ark, vac, yeah, same difference. Now get on board! Tally ho! Weigh the anchor!
460 pounds, Dad!
All right, Sam, shove off! Help me, you idiot! The ship!
Sorry, right, shoving off!
Wait for me!
So Noah, with his wife and sons, Sam, Hamlet, and Jefferson, and Bethany, went into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Genesis 7:7, revised.
So you see, while we're in here, God is judging the world out there.
Yeah, and he's giving it a -9.
Oh, Sam, you're such a joker.
Me a joker? What about him?
To be or not to be? To be, doobie doobie, do.
What I want to know is, will this tub make it to Philadelphia in time for the 4th or not? I have some important documents to sign.
Ah, my three sons.
But why, Noah? Why is God judging the world?
Because of El Nino.
El Nino?
Oh, sure. The famous bandito from old California.
Right, honey. El Nino left the shower running when he went out to rob the stagecoach.
Uh-huh. Then he got into his Pinto and drove to Santa Anita with Christopher Colombo. The whole thing is his fault, don't you know?
Typical Californians. I hope they fall off into the ocean.
But what about the animals?
Oh, we got animals.
Dogs and cats?
Yeah, follow me.
I hold this truth to be self-evident, Sam. That is the emergency exit door.
What? No way. I just pop this red button, the door flies right open. I'll show you.
Alas, poor Sam. I knew him, Jefferson.
So did I, Hamlet. He was our brother.
Actually, the dogs and cats are this way.
So they entered the ark, they and every beast after its kind, all cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, every bird after its kind, and lots and lots of dogs and cats after their kind. Genesis 7:13 through 15, revised.
Wow, millions and billions and trillions of cats and dogs.
Well, now, actually, there are only two of each kind. God told me to bring them along. I didn't really understand, especially about the cats. But I did it anyway.
They're all wonderful. Can I take one home?
No, Bethany.
But why?
Because your mother said so, that's why. You need to trust her and obey.
That's right. Just like I trusted and obeyed God when I built this ark.
What slings and arrows of outrageous fortune? We seem to have struck an iceberg.
Didn't this happen in a motion picture?
You batten down the hatches! And then down helm! Starboard to lee! Everybody, topside! Wind!
But look you, father! Tis not iceberg, but corsairs cannon fire that rends our ship's fair flank.
Ah, yes! Say what?
Pirates!
Oh, and not just any pirates, but crazy Californians.
Oh, yeah. El Nino and Christopher Columbo.
Yeah, we discovered America before you did.
What? Sputter! You can't do that! I'm a founding father!
And look what else we do. You know this face, eh?
Oh, Sam! Sam, my poor baby!
Help! I've been abducted by brigands!
We make him walk the plank, I think. After, we blast all of you to Davy Jones, you bilge rats!
Davy Jones? Oh, no, anything but that!
We've been hit! She's taking on water!
A whirlpool! We're going down! So much for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Oh, I die, Horatio!
We're doomed!
No, no, don't talk that way. God will save us.
God doesn't seem to care about us at all! First he tells me to build this ark, and then he brings us out into the middle of this flood, and now he lets this happen! I just don't understand!
You don't have to understand. You just have to trust and obey. Come on, everybody. Let's pray.
Okay.
Dear God, I don't understand why this is happening, but I know you love us. Please, please help us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
So God remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the animals that were with them in the ark. And because Noah trusted God, they all came safely through the flood. Bethany? Bethany?
Huh?
Story's over. Everyone's outside.
But what about the flood?
There's no flood. It stopped raining. See?
Yay! I knew it! God did it! He saved us all!
Well, hello, Pumpkin. Did you enjoy the story?
Mom, did I ever! You should have been there!
I should have?
Yeah, first El Nino left the shower running and the bathtub overflowed. Then he drove to Santa Anita in his Pinto while me and Noah and Mrs. Noah and Sam and Hamlet and Jefferson...
Wait a minute. Sam, Hamlet, and Jefferson?
Yeah, we all got on the Ark Vac and sailed away to California to discover America. But we never made it to Philadelphia.
You didn't?
No, so Jefferson got mad, and then Sam fell overboard, and Miss Noah told me that I couldn't have a dog or a cat, and that I should obey my mom and trust her decisions.
Well, good for her.
But I knew God wouldn't let us sink because he loves us so much. So I prayed and I prayed, and he saved us because we trusted and obeyed.
Well, I can't say that I've ever heard the story of the Ark told quite that way.
Me neither, and I just told it.
But you are right about one thing, sweetheart. God does take care of us when we trust and obey.
Do you think he'll help me get a dog or a cat if I keep trusting and obeying?
Who knows? It could happen.
Yay! Wow, look at the rainbow!
Yeah, beautiful, isn't it?
I gotta tell Aubrey. Bye, Connie.
Okay, bye, Bethany. Wow, I guess you never really know what they're hearing, huh?
When it comes to Bethany, never.
Looks like Bethany's wild imagination has got everything mixed up. But hopefully she'll read Genesis chapter 6 and get the story straight. I hope you will too. And I'm glad that Vince's mistake in our first story helped Nick experience his own change of heart. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Bad Guy was written by Marshall Younger. Bethany's Flood was written by Jim Ware. Both stories were directed and produced by Phil Lawler.
Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Walker Edmonston, and Will Ryan. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow, and our executive producer was Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.